Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. It's good to have you with us. The UN Human Rights Office says a soaring number of executions in northern Syria could amount to war crimes. In a statement released on Thursday, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has warned militants and armed opposition groups that such executions violate international humanitarian law. Pillay said her office has received reports of a series of mass executions of civilians and soldiers in Aleppo, Idlib, and in Raqqa by militants, especially by al-Qaeda affiliates fighting the Syrian government. Pillay says exact numbers are hard to verify, but many civilians and soldiers in the custody of militants have been executed since the beginning of this year. Let's bring in Kent Stone. He is from the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War, who joins us from Ontario to tell us more about this. Kent Stone, aside from the fact that the videos are evident of these war crimes that are committed by these insurgent groups, most notably the al-Qaeda ones or al-Qaeda-linked groups, why is it then that the UN, who knows of these executions that have gone on, then also cite the countries who are backing these insurgents, such as Saudi Arabia, for them to be held accountable, along, of course, with the people involved?
You hit the nail right on the head. Navi Pillay, as chair of the United Nations Human Rights Council, should have gone years ago before the United Nations General Assembly and the Security Council to ask the charges be laid against the countries who are financing, organizing, and recruiting the foreign-backed mercenaries who are engaged in an act of open aggression. No, I shouldn't say open aggression. Covert aggression against the government of Syria. She has not done so. What he has done in Syria a year ago was to ask for an indictment against the government of Bashar al-Assad and against the president himself for war crimes. And she complained when the Russian and Chinese delegations blocked her efforts to get such an indictment. She also called for military intervention, open military intervention, by Western powers to against the government of Syria. People should remember that Navi Pillay played a very bad role in the NATO's attack on Libya. She provided the pretext for that attack. As head of the United Nations Human Rights Council, she removed the Libyan delegation from that council. She thought to it that Libya lost its seat at the UN, and she engineered an indictment against Muammar Gaddafi, who was the president of Libya. As a result, the United Nations launched an all-out war under the guise of a no-fly zone under Resolution 1973 and overthrew the government of Libya and created a situation of chaos in that country, in which that country is divided into three effective parts. And I think what she's trying to do in Syria is exactly the same thing. While she's criticizing the horrible actions, the atrocities, the human rights violations committed by the foreign-backed mercenaries right now, I think her main target is the government of Syria. And what she really should be doing, as I mentioned previously, is laying charges, as you suggested, against the countries who have created this tragedy in Syria, the countries of Canada, United States, Britain, France, all the members of the Friends of Syria group, including the Arab monarchies, Saudi Arabia and Qatar, who have funded this horrible tragedy, which has resulted in over 100,000 deaths, 6 million people displaced, and 50% of the infrastructure of Syria being destroyed. That's what she should really be doing.
Very well. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much. Kent Stone from the Hamilton Coalition to Stop the War talking to us there from Ontario. Many thanks.